are listening to Real World News. Mozambican social movements raise their flags ahead of the UN COP on climate change. La Villa Campesina Mozambique, the organization Justicia Ambiental, Friends of the Earth Mozambique, and the National Peasant Union of Mozambique presented a joint political position on Thursday in Maputo, ahead of the conference of the parties to the United Nations Convention on Climate Change, COP17, that begins on November the 28th in Durban, South Africa. They also launched the Mozambican caravan that will leave to Durban on November the 26th with nearly 30 representatives of the three social groups to participate in the parallel activities to the COP. The mobilization takes place as part of the Trans-African Caravan of Hope, which comprises representatives of almost all African countries and that will soon arrive in Durban. The defense of family and peasant farming, the right of access to land, the demand that African resources will benefit their own communities instead of other countries and big corporations, and the rejection of carbon trading are some of the most important political positions presented today. Real World Radio interviewed activist Jeremias Funyage, representative of Justicia Ambiental, Friends of the Earth Mozambique, to learn more about the document launched by Friends of the Earth Mozambique, La Villa Campesina, together with the National Peasant Union. Jeremias said that three groups are demanding the African governments to reject land concentration and corporate control of the continent's resources, and that they should act to stop these processes. They also demand enforcement of the peasants' right to access to land and the African people's right to food sovereignty. They demand the governments to promote public policies to benefit the peoples as well as family and peasant farming. In the lead-up to the COP, Mozambican social movements also demanded African governments to ensure the citizens' access to water above corporate interests. They highlighted that Mozambican and African resources should be for the benefit of local communities and peoples in order to secure a development that meets their needs instead of favoring developed countries and big corporations. Meanwhile, the Mozambican activists demanded African government representatives have clear agendas and strategies of investments to ensure energy sovereignty through decentralized systems and renewable energies. Justicia Ambiental, Villa Campesina, and the National Peasants Union of Mozambique are also demanding real agreements in the climate talks, where industrialized nations commit to drastically reduce their emissions, their consumption patterns, and to finance mitigation actions in vulnerable nations already affected, like the African ones.
You are listening to Real World News.